Men suddenly rose up everywhere, bursts of firing, grenades exploding. We children stayed flat on the ground in the block. The battle did not last long. Toward noon, everything was quiet again. The SS had fled, and the resistance had taken charge of the running of the camp. At about 6 o'clock in the evening, the first American tank stood at the gates of Buchenwald. Our first act as free men was to throw ourselves onto the provisions. We thought only of that, not of revenge, not of our families, nothing but bread. And even when we were no longer hungry, there was still no one who thought of revenge. On the following day, some of the young men went to Weimar to get some potatoes and clothes and to sleep with girls, but of revenge, not a sign. 3 days after the liberation of Buchenwald, I became very ill with food poisoning. I was transferred to the hospital and spent 2 weeks between life and death. One day, I was able to get up after gathering all my strength. I wanted to see myself in the mirror hanging on the opposite wall. I had not seen myself since the ghetto. From the depths of the mirror, a corpse gazed back at me. The look in his eyes as they stared into mine has never left me.
Ellie ends his story with the freeing of the prisoners of Buchenwald. Those who have survived, only a few hundred out of millions, are set free after the resistance group fights back against the SS officers and American soldiers finally arrive at the camp. The war is over, but think of the horrors that Ellie has seen and lived through. Yet, somehow, he and the other prisoners do not want revenge. After the suffering and hunger they have been through, they can think only about their bodies. The first thing they do is eat. Other things will have to wait until later. We've come to the end of this book, and though it was difficult to read, it was also really important. The Holocaust really happened. 6 million Jews were murdered, along with gypsies, homosexuals, and anyone else the Nazis didn't like. We must never forget this. It's too late to save the victims of the Nazis, but it is not too late to make sure that such a hideous tragedy never happens again. As this book has shown, humans are capable of great evil, but they are also capable of doing good. This book is a message to the people who want to do good in the world. It is a warning to them not to stand by and do nothing while evil is inflicted on their fellow human beings. I hope you found Night as interesting and important as I did. Take care, and thank you for reading this book with me.